Hi, Susanna. Okay, I went through your website and your tell is actually sitting inside something you said in your submission. So you had said it seems like people have to interact with me personally in DMs before they sign up. That is the tell. I don't think you attract non-committal people. I believe that people become interested in you. But they need you to personally translate your work before they understand why they need to buy your work and buy from you. And that's a very different problem, but also very frustrating, especially after looking at everything you do and your insights and knowledge. It's frustrating. You are out here telling them everything. So it's like, why are you not just buying? I totally get it. So I really do think that the people are so interested in you. But they need you personally to translate this because we're not taking them on a buyer journey on the website. So, because when someone talks to you directly, they can hear what they're dealing with. You can connect their actual life to the right part of your work and say, oh, this is what's happening and this is how I can help. Your website isn't doing that yet. It explains your world beautifully. It tells me what you believe, what you teach, what members receive, what is possible inside of the mystery school, but it does not quickly diagnose the experience that would make someone think, oh, this is why I'm exhausted. This is why all the spiritual work I've done isn't changing how I feel in my actual life. This is the place that helps me with the thing that I'm struggling to fix. It's not doing that right now. So when you say you may not have figured out what people think they want, I think you're onto something here because you're currently selling the depth and the value of Mystery School. Your buyer is looking for relief from a problem that they can already recognize, okay? So maybe not wake up thinking, I need to bridge the gap between my inner waking and my daily human life, but maybe she's actually waking up thinking, oh, I'm so tired of absorbing everyone else's emotions. Or she's thinking, I can feel myself completely until I'm around all these other people. Or she's thinking, I know I'm intuitive, but I don't know what information is mine. She doesn't have thoughts where she has to bridge a gap between her inner awakening and her daily human life. She has thoughts where she's thinking, I've done so much healing. Why am I still getting knocked out by the same relationships and environments? I want to feel connected to my spiritual side without constantly trying to fix myself. And those little thoughts that I'm having right now regarding what your work is, those are the doors into the mystery school. Those concepts, those thoughts that your client is having, that's what she's looking for. That's where she wants to go explore. She doesn't want to explore the bridge and the gap between who she is and where she should be. She wants to explore the reason that she feels completely like herself until she's hanging out with the mom crew or she's out with her coworkers. That's the pain she's feeling. That's the desire she wants relief from. And that's where you need to focus on communicating on the website and on your content. So once she walks through one of those doors, then you can show her the larger philosophy, the classes, the practices, the community, the energetic hygiene, the nature frequencies, all of it, all of that depth that you've created and worked on and are so passionately skilled and expertise inside of. That's when you let her in. Once she understands which door she's going into, and you're offering so much, it's a lot and it's beautiful. I'm not saying it's too much, I'm saying it is a lot. And this happens quite frequently that we're so deep inside of what we know and understand, we forget how to simplify it and make it welcoming it for the outside perspective, for someone outside of us. So, I'm seeing here, live classes, a complete library, a private community, grounding tools, clearing practices, weekly channeled messages, energy healing, mentorship, manifestation teachings, relationship teachings, Flower Academy, body spirit work, and then there's three different membership paths. This is incredible. You've put so much of you and what you know inside of this. It's amazing. The abundance is real. But on the buying side, it becomes a lot to interpret. Okay, so the visitor has to do a lot of homework because they have to decide what the school's really for. They have to know which part applies to her, whether the community is active enough or even worth joining, which membership level that she needs, and whether she will actually use everything. And that's a lot of work. And especially if you're thinking of a $39 decision, your $7 trial, your $7 trial, it does help lower that frictional risk, but it does not lower the decision-making burden. I would actually be curious what your bounce rate is on your website, because I would guarantee that they don't even get to that point where they can see that $7 low risk. I don't even think they get there. I have a feeling that they are so overwhelmed with insight and information and expertise that they already lost the plot and took off. Because when they find you on social media, and you mentioned your podcast and YouTube, and right now you're down on Threads, because I would feel defeated too if you're constantly putting out content and no one's buying. So you're probably capturing them from what I like to call like doom scrolling, where we go to escape life and look for just quick little wins and insights and feel good moments. So you're capturing them from there. You've sparked their interest, but then when they get to their site, you're giving them homework and you're making them feel like they're in college and they have to decipher everything you're writing and they have to sit there and take it all in. Most people don't read. So most of the copy on your website isn't necessarily for the user. It's for AI robot crawlers to index you. And if you want your website to convert someone from social media or a podcast or YouTube, any content platform, to a buyer, you are going to have to make it quick and easy and very simple, very frictionless. That buyer journey is very important. The audience activation is very important. So that's why I feel like your bounce rate is pretty low. Like, I feel like they might be bouncing after just maybe 3 seconds. They're off the site because we're taking them from, like I said, from a really quick dopamine section of the world and then asking them to now sit down and take notes and use your highlighter and make a decision. And that's just too much decision for someone who hasn't committed yet to you. So the goal is to capture their interest, then capture the clients who really feel aligned with the work into being a paying customer. And from there, you can nurture them and find them where they fit inside of your world. So by sending more people, oh, you know what? You're posting content too, I want to talk about. So yes, posting consistently will bring more people into your ecosystem. Of course, your podcast and YouTube, like I said, can absolutely help. They will help with people experience your voice and your perspective, and it builds trust with you. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful tool. I do the same thing. I have a podcast and I only record voice memos. But sending people, and more people, I should say, into the current buyer path, that's going to give you more page views without meaningfully changing the conversion rate. And I'm sure that's exactly what you're seeing right now. You might be seeing your traffic go up, but no one's doing anything. They're just leaving. So you don't need to scream into the void more frequently, I promise. I'm not about like, we'll post more and you'll make more. That's absolutely not it. I don't have a huge following. I don't really post that often. I engage a lot, but I don't post that much. But I have a consistent income. So it's possible. I would rather have you lead the homepage with the lived problem your mystery school resolves. And in your language, the way you talk, I don't want to hear polished. I don't want to hear performative. I don't want you to sound hyper intelligent. I want you to be real, be authentic, just be yourself and speak in the language of the women you're trying to bring into the room. That's how they're going to recognize themselves, because you need the right person to land on the site and recognize herself faster. And right now, it's hard for her to recognize herself if she has to read so much and do so much homework and make so many mental decisions. So I would lead the homepage with the lived problem your mystery school solves, or resolves, I should say. And then it should sound something closer to, you've done the healing work. So why does being around the wrong person still pull you completely out of yourself? See how that door is so easy to keep going? I don't even need a knock. I want to open it and just walk through and see what's going on. Or maybe something along the lines where you point out their sensitivity. You could say, your sensitivity is not the problem. Living without a way to separate your energy from everyone else's is. We are, again, we're making it very simple for them to understand the relief that you are providing. So then we tell her what changes here. Once we have her attention with something that speaks her language and speaks to her desire, then we talk about how Mystic Bliss Mystery School helps sensitive, spiritually aware women stop absorbing the energy around them, trust their own intuitive guidance, and bring what they know, spirituality, into their relationships, the decisions and environments that they live in every day, right? So now I understand who this is for, right? What is happening to me and what I'm paying to change. Now it's so clear, and I didn't have to use a lot of words to get there. Then I would organize the rest of the page around the buyer's progression. So not around everything included, as much as you're offering, which is fantastic and absolutely stunning. It's very value focused, and it sounds like a transformative experience, to be honest. But what we want to do here is we want to show, how do I say this? Let me think. First, this is what we're going to do. We're going to show me what I may be experiencing. That's what we're going to do for the buyer. Because this is what we're doing as a buyer's journey right now. We're carving out the path to make it effortless to give you money. So we have a captivating headline that speaks to the desire and makes it very clear what door they're about to walk in. We offer copy content underneath that validates what transformation is happening and why they would want it, how it relates to them. And then you're going to show them why the spiritual work they've done already is not fully solving anything. You're going to show what you're going to do. I'm going to be your buyer. You're going to show me what becomes possible when I learn to work with my sensitivity differently. And then you're going to introduce the mystery school as this place where I learn and practice that. Then you're going to show me the classes and features as evidence of how you helped me get there. So your class descriptions are actually one of the strongest parts of this page, and it's because they give concrete outcomes. The relationship class helps someone distinguish a karmic loop from a partnership that serves her. The flower work helps her regulate emotions and clear stagnant energy. The manifestation class helps her hold the life and habits she's trying to create. That specificity, that's getting so clear a niche, needs to appear so much sooner. I would also suggest to simplify the primary decision. If I wanted this site to be a converting machine where we are not only just attracting the right people, but they are immediately like, take my money, I'm signing up for this. The primary decision needs to be so simple and easy. That releases all buyer friction. Because right now I reach the membership section and see a yearly membership, a monthly membership with a trial of $7 and a $199 healing path. I would make the $7 trial the obvious entry point for someone new. Nothing else. No other options. If someone else already knows you, they shouldn't even be landing on this page first. $7 trial. If that's your lower ticket, that's the entry point, then make that the most obvious choice where it's like, here's my $7, let me in. The annual option can still exist for somebody already sold. So the healing path can be introduced after someone understands the core membership or positioned specifically for that person who wants individual energetic support. But the new visitor, they need one easy next move, not three dots with equal visual weight. And I want to say this very clearly. It's because I can hear the disappointment fatigue in what you wrote. The lack of signups is, it's not evidence that the classes aren't valuable. It's evidence that the value is still too dependent on your ability to explain it personally. And that is fixable. We can correct that. That's not a problem. What you're offering is valuable. It has a lot of sparkle and shine to it. This isn't a terrible situation. You're not selling something and be like, just give up. This is going to the shitter. It doesn't matter. That's not what's happening here. This is an incredible offer here. I love the whole name and the appearance. You have something that can really take off and take care of you financially, mentally, spiritually, and then offer that same to other women. And I love that. So this is so fixable. You don't need to create five more platforms or produce endless amounts of free content hoping people eventually figure it out. I promise you, okay? Your podcast should not have to give away enough of the school for someone to see reverse engineer why they should join, okay? What should happen is the content, whether it's on your podcast or on Threads or on Instagram, wherever you are, it should reinforce a clear promise that already exists. So each episode can take one recognizable experience and help the listener understand what is really happening. Why do I feel clear now and confused around certain people? How do I know whether I'm receiving intuition or reacting from fear? Why do I keep needing to recover from ordinary social interactions? Why hasn't all the healing work made my daily life feel easier? Why? Then, when we can speak about these actual perspectives from your buyers, then the Mystery School becomes the natural place to continue learning and practicing rather than another offer you need to bring up in the DMs. And when someone asks you about your offer in your DMs, I assume, and then disappears after you respond, that does not automatically mean she's non-committal. Sometimes it means the answer gave her information, but didn't connect the offer directly enough to the problem that she brought you. Or even didn't bring you and just kind of like hit the surface with it, you know? Instead of explaining everything included, you could say something as simple as, based on what you're describing, I think the piece you need is learning how to recognize what is actually yours before trying to clear or process it. That's something we practice inside the Mystery School. And for $7, it's the easiest way you can experience it. See if that's right for you. Because that feels more personal. And if it's personal, they feel connected. And if they feel connected, they feel called. And if they feel called, they'll give it a shot. But it also gives her a precise reason to enter. We didn't just pitch something because it's nice and tasty. We actually gave her a reason to take a bite. So your tell is not that you need to offer more value. Girl, you are so valuable. You already have built enough value. Your tell is that your buyer cannot yet see the clean line between what is happening in her life and why your membership is the next thing she needs. You've been acting as this manual bridge and manually connecting a buyer to the checkout. Now the website and content need to start doing more of that work before the buyer ever reaches your DMs. It should seem so seamless. It makes so much sense for them to see your content and immediately feel called in and immediately take action without ever dropping in your DMs. And honestly, this is larger than changing one or two lines of copy. I can already see opportunities in the homepage hierarchy and the way the membership is positioned and how three options are presented. And the path from your social content to that $7 trial. So if you want me to go further, there's always the read, and that would let me audit that complete buyer path and map out what I would change and suggestions, what I would simplify, what each section needs to communicate, so you're not guessing your way through another rewrite. But the first move I would make right now is this. Stop leading with how much is inside. Lead with the moment she realizes why she still feels affected, exhausted, confused, or disconnected, despite everything she has already learned. That is where she recognizes herself, and recognition is what gets her through the door. All right, well, that is your tell. Go make lots of money now. Talk soon.